The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. In today's gospel, there are three simple words that become a prayer for every one of us. Lord, help me. The woman who speaks these words is desperate. Her daughter is suffering, and she has heard that Jesus is nearby. So she goes to him and cries out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David." At first, Jesus is silent, and perhaps many of us can relate to that moment. We pray for something important. We bring a burden to God. We ask for his help. And sometimes it seems as though God is silent. But notice what the woman does here. She keeps coming toward Jesus. She does not allow his silence to make her turn away. She comes closer, giving him homage, and says, "Lord, help me." That brings us to the first message of today's gospel. Faith perseveres. Faith keeps approaching Jesus even when the way is difficult. The Catechism of the Catholic Church points directly to this woman when teaching about prayer. In paragraph 2610, the Church recalls the great faith Jesus recognizes in the Canaanite woman. Her faith is not simply something she believes in her mind. Her faith moves her. It brings her to Jesus. It keeps her there. Finally, Jesus says, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed. Pope Francis reflected on this woman as an example of faith that does not become discouraged by obstacles. That is important for us. Faith does not mean that every prayer will be answered immediately. Faith does not mean that we will always understand what God is doing. Sometimes faith simply means remaining close to Jesus when we do not understand. We pray, we wait, we continue to trust. And sometimes our entire prayer may come down to those three simple words, "Lord, help me." The lesson of the woman is simple. Do not stop coming to Jesus. But this gospel also reveals something else. It reveals the heart of Jesus. This woman is a Canaanite. She comes from outside the people of Israel. Yet through this encounter, We see that the mercy of God reaches beyond the boundaries that human beings often create. That connects beautifully with our first reading from Isaiah. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. God desires to draw all people to himself. And in Jesus Christ, we see that desire made visible. This brings us to our second message. The compassionate heart of Jesus is open to everyone. Throughout the gospel, Jesus shows us a heart that is moved by the sufferings of others. He does not remain distant from human pain. He sees, he listens, he responds with mercy. And ultimately, on the cross, Jesus shows us the fullness of his love. He does not simply tell us that God loves us. He gives himself for us. That is the heart of Christ. And when we encounter that kind of love, it should begin to change our own hearts. The Catechism teaches in paragraph 1822 that charity means loving God above all things and loving our neighbor for the love of God. In other words, we cannot receive the compassion of Jesus and keep it only for ourselves. The mercy we receive must become mercy that we give. And that is where today's gospel becomes very practical. Every day we encounter people carrying burdens we may not fully understand. The question is whether we will notice them. Will we listen? Will we be patient? Will we make room in our hearts for someone who needs compassion? Sometimes following Jesus is not about doing something extraordinary. It is simply allowing another person to experience through us something of mercy and love that we ourselves have received from Christ. So perhaps we can carry two prayers with us this week. The first one comes from a woman in today's gospel. Lord, help me. That is the prayer of persevering faith. And the second might be, Jesus, give me a heart like yours, a heart that trusts, a heart that listens, a heart that shows mercy, a heart that has room for others. Those two prayers bring the gospel together. When we are struggling, we keep approaching Jesus. And when we encounter someone else who is struggling, we try to approach them with the heart of Jesus. Faith brings us to Christ. The compassion of Christ then sends us back into the world differently. So whatever burden you carry today, bring it to him. Do not be discouraged. Do not walk away. Simply say, Lord, help me. And having received his mercy, ask him, Jesus, give me a heart like yours. Then, through the way we speak, listen, forgive, and care for one another, others may come to know something of the compassionate love of Jesus Christ. And may Jesus one day be able to say of us what he said of this woman, great is your faith. Amen.